Hello, 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 hello. It is such a beautiful day today. I'm just really enjoying the sunshine on my skin, vitamin D, serotonin, all that good stuff. So I'm doing, well, I already did week 4 of The Artist's Way, and I thought I would share how that's going. Still kind of in like the 70% range as far as like staying on top of the morning pages. And again, I really like it. I'm also kind of noticing that like it's very therapeutic, and I've been kind of going to therapy a little bit less over the past few weeks. And so I don't know if that's coincidental, but because I mean, like, a lot of therapy for me is just like talking about things that are stressing me out and having like an unbiased professional like give me input on like tools that I can use to empower myself through those situations. But writing the morning pages kind of like goes through a lot of that process, because I'm just unloading about things that are stressing me out, if there's even anything stressing me out that day. And so it kind of makes it easier for me to see like what's going on, and then that will remind me of like what my therapist has said in the past about like how I can handle those kinds of situations. And so I feel like it's helping me with like problem solving and stuff. Oh, there's a cute little bird. Oh, I just love birds. They're so cute. So that's how that's going. Now this week was supposed to be one of the most controversial weeks in the Artist's Way program, because it's the week without reading. So her assignment to the readers is to spend a week not reading. And at first I was like, oh no, I have too many important things to do this week. I'm going to put it off till next week. And then I was like, no, actually, I have a lot of important things to do this week. So that gives me an even better reason to go along with this challenge, because not reading books is fine. Like, I listen to audiobooks, but and we're in a pandemic, so I wasn't going to like stop doing like text messaging and stuff, because like, you know, we got to communicate with each other in these times. But the place where I do the most of my reading is like anxiety-induced Google searches and Facebook and Instagram and social media and all that. And so I was like, wow, I wonder what my time management would look like if I just spent a week not doing those things. So I deleted all my social media apps except for TikTok. But I needed a little something. I deleted all my social media apps, and whenever I would like open Google, I'd be like, oh wait, nope, I don't need to know that information right now. So my only cheat with Google was reading recipes for cooking, because, you know, gotta eat. But other than that, yeah, I went with the challenge, and I'm really proud of myself for doing it, because I was actually kind of overdue for a social media break. Like, usually at the end of November, or like at least from like December to January, sometimes all the way through February, I take a break from burlesque and I take a break from social media. And this year I didn't do that, because I was doing like the OnlyFans and I was like trying to make some extra money, and I just kind of realized, like, you know, it's not really worth it for me right now. Like, this isn't my only source of income. I don't need to do it. There are other people who need to do this more than me, and I don't want to take that space away from them. Shout out to my friends who are survival sex workers. Y'all are killing it. But I realized too that like being active online in that way and having to do all that reading, it was taking up so much of my energy, and it was making me very emotionally drained. And I entered the new year feeling really drained, because I didn't get that reset that I usually give myself. So I'm really glad that I gave that to myself, and I used that time to set up my Patreon and catch up on uploading and editing some of my podcast episodes. I finally started editing some of my videos, which is kind of hard to do on a phone because I don't have a laptop, which is why I set up a Patreon. But yeah, I just kind of got a little bit more organized with my projects, and I'm going about things that way. So yeah, that was my week without reading. And then she gave some assignments. So one of the writing assignments was to describe our ideal environment. And I said, quiet, warm, clean, neat, able to hear the sound of birds, hopefully a body of water nearby, like a pond or a lake or river or ocean, and lots of greenery and flowers and colorful things, because I love flowers. Like, it's almost spring and I'm just like really happy. My allergies aren't going to be happy, but my serotonin receptors are very happy. And then the next assignment is time travel. Describe yourself as at 80. At 80, I do not give a fuck. I have dope hair. I wear sick outfits. I live in a cool Victorian house with weird pets like lizards and burbs and cats and maybe a goat. And I sit on my porch and I smoke fat joints and I give pep talks to the queer neighborhood kids from my porch. And then afterwards, I'm like, okay, now get the fuck out of here. And then I play trippy music late at night with cool light colors coming through the windows, which I already do that, so I'm like halfway there. And if I have the energy, maybe I throw dungeon parties a couple times a year. Maybe that'll be more when I'm like 60 and step 70. I don't know if I'll have 80. I don't know if I'll have that much energy, but hopefully. And then write your own artist's prayer. So for this, I said, I'll probably edit more of this later. May you always remember your freedom to create courageously and authentically. May your music fall on delighted ears. May your words inspire and resonate. May your dance empower and carry you in power. May you shine brightly, fully, and unapologetically. And then finally, donate a low self-worth item to the universe. I went through my closet, did a little sweep, got rid of a couple things, felt good. Oh yeah, and then create your dream area in your house. I started repainting one of my dressers, and I fixed up my dance room, and yeah. So that was week 4. Let me know if you're doing the artist's way too, and how it's going for you, and take care, y'all. Live deliciously.